We mentioned we've been chatting about Robbie Slater throughout the morning about he was at a loss last night in so many ways to explain this performance by Sydney FC, which lost 2-0 to Suwon Blue Winds, they would be. They blew in and made a mess of Sydney FC.
They did indeed.
Robbie joins us on the line. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Well, yeah, you were at a loss a bit, mate. What happened to Sydney FC?
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
There are games when you have an off night.
Sure.
And, but to be that off, as they were last night, was extraordinary. I mean, really on another level to everyone else. But last night, it was the worst performance I've seen them really since Graham Arnold's been there. They were just flat, so flat. All their major players, we've talked so much about their front four in Brosk and Ninkovic, Mierzewski and Bobo. They were completely out of the game. Yeah, so very, very strange. And, credit to Suwon, they were good.
Sure.
Their season hasn't even started, so it was surprising how strong they finished. Mm. But really all over a Sydney FC that had one of those nights. That's all you can put it down to.
Is that what it was, Robbie? Were those guys so much better than us?
No. Okay. They weren't. It was. Well, they were last night.
Yes.
That's where you've got to give them credit, of course.
What I'm comparing is the leagues, the J-League coming to our A-League.
Well, no, we've won the Champions League, Western Sydney Wanderers. Last season wasn't a great season for us. There is a feeling, and we saw the Socceroos World Cup qualifying campaign, the Asian nations and their local competitions are spending huge amounts of money where we're not, and they are progressing. But, no, look, last night was certainly a question of an off night, and I guess we'll see that in next Wednesday is their next game, which is in China against Shanghai Shenhua, and we'll see them because if it's another performance like that or result like that, then you have to start talking about quality. But last night I put down to an off night.
Okay, I can tell you what, who's having an on night? Liverpool.
Now, the Reds.
Yeah, 83 minutes gone here, Robbie. Liverpool 4-0 up over FC Porto. The other game's a cracker. Real Madrid 1-1 with Paris Saint-Germain. 82 minutes gone.
Yeah, I've been flicking between both and Liverpool. Yeah, it's sensational. If they could just do it every week, they'd be up there with Manchester City. But unfortunately, they could go to Huddersfield or Bournemouth and lose on the weekend. Such is the way Liverpool are. You have to put this in context as well. Porto, undefeated domestically at home, and they're a good side. And for Liverpool to go there and be winning 4-0 away from home is an extraordinary result.
Well, it just looks like Ronaldo has scored again.
In
the 83rd minute, 2-1 now to Real Madrid over Paris.
It's a double for him.
Yeah. It's a double for him.
The first one was a penalty, but that doesn't matter. The other one was just in the field of play.
Yeah, look, TK, I'm a bit with you when we say double hat-tricks. Penalties are penalties, aren't they? But you got to count them. You have to count them.
Yep.
I should have taken penalties in my career.
Yeah, well, he takes them all, doesn't he?
He does take them all. That's all the free kicks.
That's how you get top goal scorer at the same time.
Everything else he probably would.
Absolutely. Yeah. Robbie, A-League Football Federation boss Dave Gallop has warned expansion perhaps is not the be-all and end-all to solve all their problems.
Well, we're not saying it's the be-all and end-all, but it'd be a pretty good start.
Yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of... I mean, I don't know if boredom's the right word. Probably not. But, I mean, we've seen the same 10 teams run around for quite some time now. I think we need some fresh blood. Be-all and end-all? No, there's other factors. Marquees are a big factor. But for next season, we're not going to have we might have marquees, but we certainly won't have expansion. It's not a good sign when David coming out and saying it's not the be-all and end-all. I'm not quite sure what that means. Does that mean we're never going to have expansion?
I think
I get what he's saying. I mean, it is not the only thing you need to do. Marquees are a massive...
Yeah, they're petrified of expanding and that club falling over because they've had a lot. They've had some bad luck
with Gold Coast United and North Queensland Fury, of course. When Ben Buckley was CEO, we expanded and
all the drama with Newcastle. you know.
And clubs didn't last, but yeah. I think Clive Palmer had a lot to do with Gold Coast falling over, to be honest.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And even more goals, mate, for Liverpool. 5-0.
They're absolutely on fire.
Yeah, which is quite incredible. Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, boys. I will speak to you tomorrow.